All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, path for the Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner and wake up the saint.
Amen.
Let every nation shout out his fame.
Amen.
Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for his groom, we'll be a church ready for you.
Amen.
Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus. All will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. God, we wait.
We wait.
You're coming soon.
Thank you, Lord.
So we wait. We wait for you.
Yes, Lord.
God, we wait. You're
Chuck Misra said, he is absolutely right. A teacher is a very, very credible thing, okay? Just like he said, a singer has no more right to sing a lie than a teacher has to teach a lie.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be very careful with the Word of God, make sure that our doctrine is correct.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, because see, God is a God of order. And let me tell you something, man. He set up boundaries and laws and rules that we have to follow.
Amen.
Yeah.
We do. Okay, even in our natural speaking, we have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
But this man, she asked me to teach a class, and I want to do it on Timothy. There's reasons for that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Holy Ghost and everything has me to teach on a theme that is going along with everything else that's been taught over the last few months. But if we can, let's pray, because I want to seek the Holy Ghost. Make sure that the words we speak are not ours.
Yes,
it's got to be His.
Yeah.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we love you and we thank you for always allowing us to get together, Lord, to learn about your precious word. We love you, Father, and we thank you, Lord, that, Father, every word that we speak will be of the gospel. It will be of your truth. It will be of your kindness. It will be of your love. And we thank you, Jesus. Now, Father, instruct us, teach us, Lord, what your word would have to Amen. Say to us. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, so we can further your kingdom, because yes, that's what the goal is, Lord, is yes. furthering your kingdom.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. We love you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we could take and get a shovel out, you know, and get a nugget here and there out of the book of Timothy, 1st and 2nd Timothy, good morning. And, but I'm the type of guy, you know, I like to get earth movers out. You know, I want to expose the actual gold veins and stuff, you know.
Amen.
In a word, because that's where the meat's at. And I believe that all of us are off milk. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few things in here, you know, just on this one little, this is probably just a prelude. She wants me to continue teaching. We can get that earth mover out and really expose some stuff, what Paul was actually telling Timothy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because, we got to understand who he is, ma'am.
You have the month of July.
Whoa, come on now. The earth moon was coming out.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I gave you a little sheet right here and stuff. It says, you go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And what is Scripture used for? All Scripture, what is it used for? It's for doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Doctrine, and that's what's right.
Yep.
Okay, the doctrine is right. For reproof, that's what's not right.
Yep.
Whoa.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
For correction, how to get it right.
Woo, hallelujah.
Yep.
That's good.
Okay. Wow. And for instruction, how have to stay it right, how to keep it right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in righteousness,
mm-hmm.
because it's His righteousness, and we got to know this.
Okay? Yeah,
we have to know all of this right here.
All right.
Okay. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Okay? What does inspiration mean? It literally means that God breathed this word into existence. It doesn't matter what your opinions are. We could go into the syntaxes of the word and find out that no computer could even write this word. It's literally impossible for any computer out there to write this word,
mm-hmm.
just because of the syntax
mm-hmm.
of it. It's really an incredible word.
Yeah.
You can go down, break it down to the Hebrew and to the Greek, and it would just shock you. Even in the Aramaic, some of it's written in Aramaic. It's just shocking what God did. But this is something that really just shocked me right here. Over in, do you ever just love the way that Paul opens up a letter to all of them? He says, Paul, an apostle of Christ, Jesus, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, of God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope, to Timothy, my child, my true child, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord. How many of us ever open up a letter like that to anybody? Given just absolute blessings to them. You know, how many of us open up a letter like that? Even open up a speech like that. Blessing the people automatically as they come, you know, before we even say anything. As I urge you upon my departure from Macedonia, remain on at Ephesus in order that you may instruct certain men not to teach strange doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
Strange doctrines.
Yeah.
This is something that I've struggled with for many years. Do you know what the gospel is? Does anybody know what the gospel is? What is the gospel?
The gospel that Jesus taught his disciples to preach was the kingdom. Here. God with us, Emmanuel.
You may
have. Andrew Womack says it's literally too good to be true. It's all is the gospel is good.
Yeah.
And he says it's that's what the whatever it's written in that time of the Hebrew Greek said it's nearly too big it's just nearly it's so good it's you can't even believe it it's so good. It's the goodness of God, I guess.
It's good.
It's the life of Christ, the good news of
yes.
Jesus, the whole kingdom. He gave us the whole kingdom, and that's good news.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
So, the overall gospel of it?
Just the basic gospel.
Basic
what
gospel.
Would you tell somebody out on the street?
Death, burial,
resurrection. It's the whole nine.
Yeah.
That's what The shed blood of Jesus, what he did for you on Calvary.
Yeah.
You personally.
Mm-hmm.
If you was the only one that needed to be saved, he'd have done it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The shed blood, what he did for us. Mm-hmm. You know, the blood and everything's being taken out of the gospel now. They're even writing Bibles now that don't even mention the blood. Mm-hmm. Because it's offensive.
That ain't no
good. The blood and everything, man, is what he did. I apply the blood to me all the time.
That's
I used
right.
to plead it and everything to honey, you really set me straight on that. And I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Because, but that was a revelation right there. Just in that. The shed blood of Jesus is our gospel. That's not a strange doctrine. That's what we're supposed to be preaching
Amen.
To every single person we come in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
Because without the blood, there's no remission.
That's exactly right. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Nor to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies which give rise to mere speculation rather than furthering the administration of God, which is by faith. Mm-hmm. His administration is always by faith. It's always by faith.
Yeah.
We have faith in all kinds of stuff. You know, we had faith in our government for a number of years, but people are losing their faith in government. Even though we didn't know what the government really did, we didn't know what all the doctrines of the government was and stuff, but we still had faith in them. A blind faith. And that's what God and everything, man, we don't know everything that's going on in heaven. We don't even know what the book is that he was holding, that he was the only one worthy enough to open. Jesus is. We know it's the title deed to the earth, but we don't know what it says. But we have faith in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. It's always, well, everybody's got faith in something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is, so what are we going to apply that faith to? Mm-hmm. But the goal of our instruction is love. Here's a question for you, boy. Since we're studying the book of Acts right now, when Brother Monty gets here and Brother Thurston, how many times is love mentioned in the book of Acts?
I don't know, but that's a lot.
How many times? Anybody know that answer? Not you, baby. How many times? Do you know what a given is? A given. It's called a given. Do you know what that is? A given is automatically something, okay? You don't even have to think about it, it's just automatically there. Like air, it's breathing.
Yeah.
It's a given, it's here,
yeah.
Okay? In the book of Acts, love is never mentioned. Zero times. Do you know why? It was a given. They didn't have to teach on it. They didn't have to do nothing with it. It was automatic.
Demonstrate.
It was just there.
Yeah.
It was like they breathed love.
Amen.
Automatically. It wasn't until strange doctrines got in, until Paul had to come and set everybody correct on love, because it is still messed up to this day because of it.
Yeah.
We have to teach on love, and we shouldn't even have to. Love is just there. Love is never mentioned in the book of Acts because it was a given. It was just automatically there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were true born again believers. They just, you know what they struggled with? Being faithful to Christ. Making sure that they were doing what he wanted them to do. That was their main goal. What is our main goal?
Things, sometimes, not always, but the church has a tendency to want things.
You are so right, because they went to church to pray two or three times a day.
Exactly. Come on.
Yeah. Huh?
It was automatic.
Yeah. I mean,
break bread.
Take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like, huh?
They were.
They cared about each other. They had enough, or if they were taken care of properly. You know, it was. I'm like. They really portrayed the church.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And they demonstrated. They
yes,
healed.
They.
I mean,
so what is our example? It's there. We got the example. Did they mess up a few times? Absolutely. And it records that. Mm-hmm. It's open. You know, to where you can see their mistakes. It's open. You know. So what are we doing? Do we have a 3-foot rule that everywhere we go, man, we tell people that Jesus loves them?
It's a commandment.
It's a command.
Mm-hmm.
We have to. It's our responsibility. We'll stand before God, and some people, maybe their blood may be required in our hands because we didn't sow the seed or witness to them and bring them to Christ. I want to tell you something, man. That has always been there for me. I've always looked at when we see a funeral, what's the first thing that comes out of our mouth?
They were saved.
That's the biggest thing.
That's right.
Oh my God, I hope that people are saved. Oh my gosh. But just look at the people at the convenience stores that stand around you, or the person at the cashier. Do you tell them that Jesus loves them? I do every time. Not every time. 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know why? It's because them people right there have the same I was there. I had an appointment with hell. Mm-hmm. That was fact. I was going to hell. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, he chose it.
Exactly right. Nobody chose it for me. I was choosing it myself. And then God, man, you know, sent people to tell me that. They had the guts to tell me that Jesus mm-hmm. loved me.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. let me tell you something. You know, in Revelation 21:8, it said the timid will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. So who's the timid? What is he talking about there? It's the people who won't stand up for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and tell people. Tell the gospel. I know this right here, man, is pretty rough, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
We have to. We have to know, man, what our commission is. And it's to go out there.
Amen.
And our love should be automatic. It shouldn't be just because we're being taught how to love. The Lord and everything gives us that love. It's from Him.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Because our first love is Jesus.
That's Him.
Our first yep. love is Jesus. We're going to give Him away.
Yes, ma'am.
We?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We always tell people things that we're excited about. You know,
and every outer word that we speak, we'll give an account for. So what is our conversation be?
That's good.
You know, so you know, we what he was teaching on the other day, I've been listening to Kenneth Copeland on his older sermons a lot. I got some CDs, got that 10, 12 sermons, and he had been saved for a number of years. And the Lord told him one day, he says, you have got to stop cussing. And he said, cussing? Lord, I don't say nothing foul out of my mouth. I haven't said no cuss word in years. What are you talking about cussing? And he says, oh, you cuss all the time. Can't. You know, the word can't, I believe, man, is worse than the F word. Just think about that. Can't word destroys lives more than F word ever thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't do this, I can't do that. I just can't make it. Oh, I can't. Or, I love you to death. You are so, what is that word they use? I haven't used it in a long time. Oh, forget that, I can't remember. But we cuss all the time out of our mouth. And we don't even understand that we're cussing.
No.
Blessing and curses coming out of the same fountain.
Yeah.
And he had to repent of a lot of things he was saying because he had to correct his speech. Our speech, see, we've been programmed to see, to think certain ways, and it's only through the unprogramming of the gospel that
Amen.
We can ever come out.
Amen.
The gospel is what programs your brain to keep from saying certain things.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know, God had to teach Jeremiah and Abraham.
Yes, ma'am.
He said, don't say it, say this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. And this word is given to us to teach us how to speak.
Well, come on. Come on. The Holy Ghost is here to, as a helpmate, to instruct us, to teach us all things. What does all things mean? It means all.
Yes.
I really do believe this right here. Okay? I believe this with all its certainty. If you do not know how to work on a computer, you can tell the Holy Ghost, man, to teach me how to work on this computer, and the Holy Ghost will teach you.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter. He's here to teach us all things. So what does all mean?
Oh.
We have to understand that. We have to get it through this thick skull of ours that Holy Ghost is here to help us with anything out there. Even help us to find our keys.
Hello, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Just imagine this. Just imagine this. What was Paul, you know, he said, let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. Okay? Just imagine walking around with no idle word. You're just talking to the Father at all times.
Ooh,
people will think you're crazy.
Yeah.
That's what Brother Hagin did, wasn't it?
Talk to the Father. Mm-hmm. He's my Father. He's actually the only Father I've actually ever known in my life. I didn't have a Father growing up. I had a boss. That's what I had. I worked as an employee. You know.
Well, Timothy here tells us that he teaches us what is true. To make us realize what is wrong in our life. Mm-hmm. It corrects us when we're wrong. It teaches us what's right.
Well, he's laying out the foundation of the church, of the body of Christ. He's letting everybody know what each position is used for in this whole book. See, why we are doing this position and stuff. You know, and then in some of that, you have to research what was going on at the time too, but if you find out that, you'll see what's going on now.
Yep.
All these crazy doctrines going around.
Mm-hmm.
People have asserted themselves over another leader. And if you look at it too, Paul, I do believe that he was a trained military leader. If you understand who Paul really was and stuff, he was a Pharisee among Pharisees. He was trained at the feet of Gamaliel. If you research who Gamaliel was, he, even to this day, he's referenced as one of the greatest rabbis out there, okay? He was trained at the feet of him, just like Jesus. Jesus was trained at the most elite rabbi, even to this day, the greatest rabbi of all time. He was trained before him. And that's who Paul was trained before. He was trained before another great rabbi. And you have to understand that he was it. And he used everything through military terminology in this. You have hierarchies and stuff, ranks, you know, and stuff. That's the reason why he said don't rebuke an elder, you know. Love them and stuff. You know, show your respect to them.
Amen.
Yeah. Because they're your elder. They've already been through stuff that you have no idea about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we don't teach any of this right here no more. We don't have disciples no more. We don't help the younger no more. Our parents and stuff don't teach us no doctrine no more. They don't teach us about the gospel. Proof's in the pudding. Look at Pastor's family. See, he did. And look at his kids. Mm-hmm. See, he taught them the gospel every day. Preaching to them. What's our challenge? What is our challenge every single day? What is our challenge? Each day. What are we living for each day? Because see, just like Paul and everything's talking in the book right here, this is a warning to us all. Okay? Mm-hmm. Some have turned aside. And what does that mean right there? They have turned over to strange doctrines and stuff, going crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay? Some have made shipwreck where their faith and stuff, something's happened and stuff, you know, where they just get all bent out of shape. And instead of relying on God, they yep. turn away from Him, get angry and bitter. Mm-hmm. Did you know your bodies were not designed for bitterness?
No.
90% of all health problems are caused by bitterness, unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. It's really the truth, medically speaking. Mm-hmm. You know? Even in your brain and stuff, you know, the damage it causes in the physical brain itself is just unbelievable. Just research Dr. Karen Leaf and stuff, who's a brain neurosurgeon. She'll freak you out over stuff. You know, it's wild. And some shall fall away. That means they're going to turn away from Christ. And buddy, this is happening in record numbers. There's some man out there that's going to all this new age stuff. Why? I believe a lot of that has to do, man, with no demonstration of the power of God. We're supposed to preach the gospel and power is supposed to follow us.
Amen.
Signs and wonders are supposed to follow everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you prayed for anybody at Walmart? Saw them and just said, I'm going to pray for that person. You don't have to be unctioned by the Holy Ghost. That's automatic. It should be automatic to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty of it too. Oh, I'm afraid of man. What man's going to say? Think. Yes, sir.
6:30 this morning.
Come on.
I had the opportunity. No, seriously. Over 6:30 this morning, I had the opportunity to pray for this lady at McDonald's. Okay? And she was having this severe migraine headache. She just couldn't hardly walk. I prayed for her, and by the time I got my order and walked out, it's gone.
Amen.
Thanks God.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's beautiful.
And you weren't nudged by the Holy Ghost. It's just not our back thing.
I just went after her.
Something. Oh, I have to be moved by the Holy Ghost. I have to be moved by the Holy Ghost to go pray. No. You'd never pray for nobody then.
But He directs our steps.
Everywhere you go, it's being directed.
Right.
Okay?
You put the people in front
but
of
you don't have to have the feeling. That's what I'm saying. You can't go by your feelings because you'd never do anything. Some have been led astray. Well, there's a lot of doctors out there now, man, boys, leading everybody astray. And you know what? Here's really crazy something, man. We do not know anything about our history. If you really get into the history of just the United States, it would blow your mind on the truth of the history of the United States. Mm-hmm. And where the word America actually came from. It didn't come from that Dumenci America guy. You know, it didn't come from him. It's actually, America means land of the plumed serpent. You know. But anyway, we do not know our history. We got to really understand the truth behind things. Because it would really shock them. Some have missed the mark. What would be really bad, you know, if you had a great start and a bad finish? You know, Paul, you know, he said, I've made it. You know, I've hit the mark. I coveted. Boy, this was a statement. Boy, it really shocked me. I've coveted no man's possessions. I did not covet. Now, that's part of the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't covet.
Yeah.
Because the New Testament wasn't written at that time. You know, it was just being written, so he was going to buy everything back here. Because that's where everything came from.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. He didn't come. Our challenge is to finish well. There's a testimony Ben Teresa watched on, I posted it on Facebook, so you guys got Facebook. I'll finish it right now.
Okay.
It's a black guy, he's about 25 years old, and you would freak slam out on this guy, okay? I mean, this guy, he was studying near-death experiences and NDEs and stuff, people went to heaven and hell, and he was telling the Lord, he said, Lord, why don't I have an experience like that? Why can't I see heaven? Why can't I see, you know, what's after this place and stuff? So that night, when he said that, the Lord took him out of his body. Mm-hmm. And he was standing in a long line. It was just nothing but sky, blue sky everywhere. No planets, no nothing. Just a long line of people in front of him. Thousands. Okay, and then God was there. Okay, right in front of everybody. And he was the judge. Okay, and he could hear everybody's stuff and everything, you know, as they were going up and stuff, what they had done. And then whenever God would say, depart from me, this great big portal would open up. And he said the heat from it, because it was hell, the heat from it was so bad that you could feel the burning off of it on your sides and stuff. And then they would go right in, and then the portal would close. Next person come up. Portal open up, they'd get away. And then finally, after thousands of people, he got up. And now this guy's born again. He had seeds in his chest and everything. He knows them right off the bat. They look like seeds, you know, that you plant, okay? He got up there, and the Lord told him, he says, why have you got unforgiveness in your heart? Unforgiveness? Lord, what are you talking about? He said, that woman and stuff, you know, that did something to you a few years ago, you still harbor unforgiveness. No, Lord, I forgave her. Then why do you, every single time she comes into your presence, you just don't want to be around her. You want to leave the room and stuff. He said, you see those seeds right there in your chest? He said, that right there, man, is your sins. That's what you have done. He said, I can't tell you well done and good and faithful servant. I can't tell you that.
He said, you don't get a well done.
Yeah, you don't get a well done.
You barely make it in.
You're barely making it in. And then another portal opened up and everything, and it was heaven. And he started walking in and stuff, and you know, you just have to watch the video. And the time he got his right foot in, his whole body was in, but when he got his right foot in, he woke up. And he was so scared for about a week after that, because the reverent fear of God is absolutely the truth. It doesn't matter what your opinions or my opinions or anything is, mm-hmm. we have to know that he's God. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He's the one who made it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But now, since we can get into the meat, we're going to get into some meat next week.
I see.
I mean, that gum, 64-ounce porterhouse steak. 2 inches thick.
Oh, yeah.
But you mean pray?
Yeah, pray.
Yes, ma'am. Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for your awesome testimony, Lord, of what you have done for us. And we give you glory, praise, and honor, my King.